It costs them $180 a student. And in some ways, that's fairly cheap tuition. On the other hand, when you looked at it in a cumulative thing, it would double the budget of most of these county schools, in some cases, treble it. And I did a series in my column pointing out the different factors and also pointing out how dangerously high the feeling was in the county in opposition to this. Subsequently, there was a meeting between the Mount Pleasant School Board and the different county school boards, which should have been done before this thing was ever started. Mount Pleasant just came out and said, hey, here's the way it is, boys. And the tuition was lowered to $90.
Congratulations.
You
lit a fire,
right? Yeah. My father-in-law was having a fit. Larry's wife had an application in to be teaching here at the time. Yeah.
What is your address here in town?
I do not. My house is not inside the city limits.
I see.
I live out in the county.
Have you ever been, or are you now a member of any clubs, civic or otherwise, or professional groups, or something like that?
Well, I have been a member of, in professional groups, I have been a member of Sigma Delta Chi.
Sigma Delta Chi.
When I was in college.
Is that the journalism?
Mm-hmm.
Honorary?
Yeah, journalism fraternity. Professional fraternity. I am a member of the Kiwanis Club and the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
You and your wife, are you members of the church here in town?
Yes. First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, you know, parentheses. Neither of us were reared in that denomination.
Which one were you reared in?
I was a Presbyterian, she was a Baptist.
How old is your wife?
25.
Is she from this area?
Yes.
What about her people? Are they from Titus County?
For the most part, her grandfather moved here shortly after the turn of the century.
Do you have any idea of where he was from?
Alabama, if I remember correctly. Talking with her grandmother, who is since deceased.
Do you happen to know what part of Alabama?
It's kind of sketchy. I think he and his brother set out from somewhere, Georgia or Alabama area. And then moved through Louisiana. I think a brother dropped off there. Anyway, he showed up here as a fairly mature man and married my wife's grandmother when she was very young. And her family had moved here also. Just before the turn of the century. Then went by covered wagon on a fine gold in Mexico, which is interesting, something could be done with. And she can remember, or she could remember, that at least some of the staying when they were in Mexico, living in Mexico, they only stayed about 2 years, found out there wasn't any gold. She can remember baking bread and cornmeal in the little earth ovens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave it up and came back to Titus County. And her primary memory of the trip, or the staying, was her father's hatred of the canaries.
Canaries.
So those damn canaries, you know, they're all in the trees.